You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
That's right. Max Lemberg, at the age of 100, sadly passed away last week. The Moriah College family in Sydney will miss him particularly because he taught there for many, many decades, teaching Hebrew and Jewish studies. Moriah College's Rabbi Dr. Aryeh Solomon has described Lemberg as a revered friend, iconic educator. He said, "Lemberg would be fondly remembered as the beloved Jewish studies teacher of generations of Moriah students, and also as the teacher of countless children outside of Moriah in a lot of synagogues in Sydney, public schools where Jewish students are at. He taught many of them, preparing for their bar and bat mitzvahs too."
Can you tell us something about him? I think he came to Australia from the UK.
Yes, he's British born. He was born actually in family that lived in poverty in London. He attended the Gateshead Yeshiva before going to work at a Jewish publishing company in London. And once the Second World War began, he joined the British Army for 6 years. And he served in the blood transfusion unit in Africa, Canada, Germany and Italy. And that's where he met his wife, Hannah, who was a nurse. The couple married in 1946 and they had two daughters, Vivian and Jeanette. And they emigrated to Australia by boat in 1963. In 2006, after his many, many years of service to teaching, his efforts were recognised with the Medal of the Order of Australia, an OAM, in 2006. The New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies President, Leslie Berger, said he himself, in fact, was a bar mitzvah student of Max Lemberg. So he can personally say what a beautiful human being he was, and that his dedication to teaching Judaism will be sorely missed, and we extend a heartfelt condolences to his family.
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, Senior Journalist of the Australian Jewish News. And you're listening to SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, there is a mysterious story, and it's got connection in Australia and in Israel. Two sisters, one living in Australia and one living in Israel, disappeared in Argentina.
That's right. So Dr. Lily Pereg, who's age 54, she's an associate professor of microbiology at the University of New England. She went with her Israeli sister, Pariah Sarusi, to the Argentinian city of Mendoza on January 12 to visit Pariah's son, Gil Pereg, 36-year-old Mendoza resident. The women last communicated with family members in Israel and Australia at 2:30 a.m. on Friday, January 11th, but have not been heard from since. Gil Pereg actually saw the pair get on board, he says, a public bus in the hours prior to their suspected disappearance. Israeli police investigators have arrived in Mendoza also to help in the investigation, but Gil Pereg is actually under investigation on suspicion of possible involvement in the women's disappearance. And police found 4 guns in his home and $80,000 worth of the local currency, pesos. A GoFundMe campaign has been established to raise funds to help pay a private investigator to locate the women.
It's very, very sad that women go and just disappear. Nobody just disappear. There's another sad story, and this time about Aya Massawe. She was murdered in Melbourne, and her body actually was transferred to Israel just a few days ago.
Yeah, it's very, very sad. She was only 21 years old when she was murdered, just after she got off a tram stop in Bundoora in Melbourne. The Israeli diplomatic mission in Canberra, which was praised by the family for the support it had given them throughout this harrowing ordeal, expressed its heartfelt condolences, which was a sentiment echoed this week by the wider Jewish community. Now, the President of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, Anton Block, said, "Like all Australians, we are appalled and outraged that such a violent, senseless crime could take place on our streets, And he said, "We extend our deepest sympathies to the family and the loved ones of Aya." Meanwhile, the Zionist Federation of Australia has written to the family to express its sincere condolences and offer any assistance.
We are talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, back to the Sydney Beit Din. The rabbis are going to appeal at the High Court. Will you please remind our listeners the story?
Yes, so the case arose last year after businessman Reuven Baruch was called to front the Sydney Beit Din to resolve a business dispute. He refused to attend and instead offered to have the case heard in a civil court. The Sydney Beit Din rabbis did not accept that, and the case went to the New South Wales Supreme Court, which found that Rabbi Moshe Gutnik, Rabbi Yoram Ullman, Rabbi Michael Cricky, and Rabbi Eli Schlanger guilty of contempt of court. The rabbis appealed to the New South Wales Supreme Court, which recently upheld the original ruling in a split 2-1 decision. So now the rabbis this week have asked the High Court of Australia to hear an appeal against their contempt of court conviction. Now the rabbis do not have an automatic right to have an appeal heard by the High Court, and the court must be persuaded that there are special reasons for a hearing. So if the High Court accepts the case, and after that there won't be any further grounds for an appeal.
Oh, that's interesting. So let's wait and see what the court decides. And there are voices in the Jewish community to ban the Australian visit of a British lecturer, David Icke, because of his extreme anti-Semitic theories.
That's right. So he's due to arrive in March in Australia for a series of talks. Now this Icke, this gentleman, has a large following on social media, but he's been widely condemned for his long history of generating anti-Semitic propaganda and of scapegoating Jews. He denies he is an anti-Semite, but he's labelled Judaism in previous public comments as, quote, an incredibly racist religion, and, quote, he wants Holocaust denial to be taught in schools. And he drew praise by his comments from a publication called The Daily Stormer, which is a neo-Nazi website. Anti-Defamation Commission Chair Davir Abramovich said, "Australia should not throw open its doors and put out the welcome mat to a hate preacher who spews anti-Semitic conspiracy theories."
Shane, before I let you go, there is a really good story about a man in Mackay celebrating at the age of 52 his bar mitzvah.
That's right, up in North Queensland. Gentleman called Dean Waring, at the age of 52, has performed his bar mitzvah before his wife and children for the very first time. He said, "Today has been one of the best days of my life." He said, "I'm just trying to put together some words to describe how I feel, but there are none." He said, "I'm emotionally different and altered, and it's just what I needed." And a Rabbi Ari Rubin officiated his bar mitzvah and taught him, from Chabad of Rara, regional and rural Australia, in North Queensland branch.
Well, he only discovered he was Jewish a few months before, which is quite extraordinary. Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.